Welcome back to Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Jack Ebling here. Scott Eckersley, our producer, very happy to welcome in Indiana University head football coach Bill Lynch. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Jack, I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Well, here we are at the end of July. That can only mean one thing. Big Ten football right around the corner.
Yeah, and I'm sure like everybody else, we're excited here in Bloomington to get going. And I've had a good summer, but it's that time, and certainly looking forward to getting back with our guys.
Well, Indiana last year was close, and sometimes they say that you have to learn how to win before you can do that. Is that what happened last year with the Hoosiers?
I think so. I really do. I have felt we have made good improvement over the last year and a half, and in all areas. I think our recruiting, certainly in the development that we go through with these young men in the weight room, and getting ready to play Big Ten football. And then on the field last year, you said it right, we were close. We just didn't finish. And then that's been kind of our motto through the off season, that we've got to learn how to finish games. And but we have a lot of those same guys back, starting with a fifth-year senior quarterback that I know we're excited that he's leading us. And so we'll see how it goes, but we certainly are looking forward to the season.
Tell us a little bit more about your signal caller and how important it is to have that kind of experience.
Well, Ben is an extremely, he's a sharp kid. He's already graduated from our school of business. He's working on his master's now, so he's good in the classroom. But he really is a leader of our football team. He just has that kind of personality that everybody gravitates to him and they trust him. And he's a hardworking guy. I think he's got a great arm, good vision, understands the offense. He's not a runner. I mean, if there's a liability,
right,
it's that he's not a runner. But, he does a great job of getting rid of the ball. He doesn't throw many interceptions, and he doesn't take a lot of sacks. So, I've always felt like if you can get that quarterback with experience and who has good leadership skills, and by the time they're fifth-year seniors, then you got a chance to, have a guy that can really take you a long way.
Well, there are a lot of different styles of quarterbacks that can get it done. We certainly saw Indiana with Antoine Randle-L, and there are a lot of other ways to get to the victory circle.
Well, and particularly in the college game. I think in the NFL, that guy is kind of stereotyped and that everybody's looking for a certain, kind of a model. We're in the college game. I think that's what makes our game so great. You really can win with a lot of different kind of guys. But I do think one intangible is there with all of them, and that's that leadership, and we feel like we have it in Ben.
Is that something you can teach, or can you look at a quarterback even as a junior or senior in high school and say, he's got it?
I think you try to recruit a kid that has it, and then I think you can develop it as you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think leadership is something that we can all learn throughout our life, and certainly with a young guy. But when a kid has that competitiveness and that fire to him, it's a great starting point. But we've worked hard, and part of that leadership, too, with the team comes with, one, you got to have some success on the field. Kids are going to follow a guy that has proven that they can do it, and Ben has that behind him. And so it's a combination of things, but I do know this. In our locker room, they look to Ben to lead them.
Indiana University coach Bill Lynch, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Bill, a couple of games in particular last year, I think, illustrate the way the season went. The Michigan game, the Hoosiers played so well. I'm still not quite sure how you didn't win that game. A couple of bizarre calls. And then the Iowa game, I remember calling a friend in the second half and saying, hey, Indiana's going to get Iowa. And then the fourth quarter happened.
Well, really the third quarter happened for us there, in the sense that there were some bizarre plays there, and we didn't take advantage of some opportunities, and the game really turned on. We had the ball on the 1 yard line, and going into, we never put Iowa away, but certainly put us in a position where it was going to be tough for them to come back. And turnover happened. They went 99 yards and scored. So the game really turned there. And then in the fourth quarter, we were going into the wind, and they had the wind with them, and then they started playing Iowa football. But we had some plays like that. It's interesting. We looked at it when the season was over, and we felt like there were 12 plays that kept us, and the team we looked at was Northwestern, and that they played on New Year's Day. And we had a game that really went to the last play of the game against them as well. And you know, we were 4-8 and they were 8-4, and we went back and looked at, there were 12 plays in the season that in all reality we could have flipped our season and then possibly been planning on a New Year's Day game as well. So, but we didn't make those plays. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, as we started this, that we were close, but we didn't finish. And the plays that we didn't make weren't impossible plays, or they weren't plays that we just didn't have good enough players. They were third down here and a fourth down there and a one-yard line going in play and that type of thing. And so that's what we've really worked hard on in the off season.
Bill, how do plays like that motivate your team to know how close you really were?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the kids you have. And if you got competitive kids that know that they can line up and play with people, I think it's motivation to get better to make sure you make those plays. If you got kids that are excuse makers and, you know, listen to everybody else and, oh, you had a bad break here and a bad break there or a bad call by an official, then they kind of fall into that stream of it something bad's going to happen to Indiana. But I like our kids because they are competitive, and I think they've used it as motivation that we can win, and we can win on the road in the Big Ten, which is so important. Now we have to go out and do it.
Bill, how much does it mean to your kids when they can turn on the Super Bowl and see a guy like Tracy Porter, a Hoosier, mm-hmm. make the play that really ices that game?
Well, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, they most of these kids play with Tracy, and no, they're not far off. And I do think it's a great motivator. And also, it gives you confidence. And I think that's probably as much as anything when you're trying to turn a program around and get up in that upper level of the Big Ten in particular. Confidence is an important thing, and confidence comes with a little bit of success. So that's why, you know, start having a good start and winning early will go a long way towards the type of season we have.
Indiana head football coach Bill Lynch, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Bill, historically, Indiana, known primarily as a basketball school, hasn't been great basketball the last couple of seasons, but I know Tom Crean very well, having been at Michigan State. I know how much he loves football, and he has a football background. Can you talk about your relationship with him and how football and basketball can grow together in Bloomington?
Well, Tom is a great guy, and you know that from time when he was at Michigan State, and certainly time you know he spent with Coach Izzo. But
right.
And he's been a great help, as you mentioned. He's really married into a football family with all the Harbaughs, and we've spent a lot of time together. We have, like a lot of places, what they call a tailgate tour, where we get around the state of Indiana and visit with our fans, and we travel together and share ideas, and he's been a great supporter of ours and certainly has done anything he can to help, whether it's recruiting or on campus or with our own kids, and certainly we give him the same support in basketball. And we both struggled a little bit, but we're having fun doing it, and I think we both really believe that good things are ahead for us here at IU and hopefully starting with this season for both of us.
Bill, good football coaches aren't as much about wishing and hoping as they are about working and improving. If you had one thing that you could be guaranteed for 2010 that would get Indiana where it wants to go, what would that be?
Well, you know, from a strategic standpoint in football, we've got to be better in third downs. We were at the bottom of the Big Ten on both sides of the ball in third down conversions, and those are the 12 plays I talked about earlier that made the difference in our season. So that's what we have worked extremely hard on, and we've been, you know, preaching to our players. We certainly did last spring, and we will when we come back and spend a lot of time, because that's the one area of Indiana football on the field that we have to get better in.
Bill, you mentioned the Big Ten, and it's been tough for a lot of teams for a lot of years. Now you've got Nebraska coming in. That's not going to be a walk in the park. Can you talk about the conference?
Well, I think it's the best conference in the country, and I know everybody else is saying that about their league, but I think top to bottom and the quality of the institutions, I think in football, certainly the coaches in this league, and I think there are great players that show themselves up every Saturday and certainly moving on and playing the NFL. Nebraska will just enhance it, particularly in football. I mean, it's truly one of the great football programs in over the last 50 years in college football. And following them over the last couple of years, I know Coach Pelini's got them right back up there, and certainly helps with having Tom Osborne as their athletic director. But I think they're a great fit with Big Ten football as well. You know, certainly as an institution, the presidents felt they were a good fit. But I know as football coaches, we know they're certainly going to challenge us. But I think we look forward to it. I think as coaches, you always feel like you can raise your play to the level of your competition, and Nebraska will do that here in the Big Ten.
Another strong team wearing red, and in the Big Ten, you've got Ohio State and Wisconsin and Indiana making strides in that direction. Our guest, Bill Lynch, head football coach of the Indiana Hoosiers. Bill, good luck to you, and we'll see you in 2010.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
We'll be right back with more of the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.